From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is returning from North Korea with three previously detained Americans. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more on Pompeo's trip.
Pompeo discussed the agenda for a potential summit in a meeting with Kim Jong-chol, vice chairman of the Central Committee of North Korea's ruling party. The trip, Pompeo's second to North Korea this year, had not been publicly disclosed when he flew out of Washington under the cover of darkness late Monday. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Iran's supreme leader chastised President Donald Trump Wednesday over his decision to pull America out of the 2015 nuclear deal. Iranian lawmakers burned a U.S. flag at the nation's parliament, shouting, "Death to America." Lawmakers held the impromptu demonstration the day after Trump's decision, also burning a piece of paper representing the nuclear deal. Wednesday's demonstration reflected public anger in Iran after the Trump decision. British Prime Minister Theresa May told Parliament Wednesday that she had been clear in a number of conversations with the President of the United States that the nuclear deal with Iran should remain in place.
We continue to believe that the Iran nuclear deal was an important step forward in helping to keep the world safe. And as I say, there are other issues that need to be worked on, and both I and the Foreign Secretary will be continuing to work on those with our European and other allies.
U.S. President Donald Trump said he made the decision to withdraw after consulting with U.S. allies. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. Suicide bomber struck two police stations in Afghanistan's capital on Wednesday, killing at least two police officers and wounding several other people. This resident said he heard the first explosion and then went up to his roof. He then saw a big explosion from inside the police station compound and heard gunfire. A government official said there was sporadic gunfire after the blast as a cleanup operation was being carried out. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the first attack. Both the Taliban and IS frequently target Afghanistan's Western-backed government and security forces. U.S. President Donald Trump's nominee to head the Central Intelligence Agency goes before the Senate Intelligence Committee today. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a preview.
CIA Director nominee Gina Haspel goes before the Senate Intelligence Committee today, where she'll likely be grilled about her time running a covert detention site after 9/11, where terror suspects were brutally interrogated. The 61-year-old Haspel, a career undercover spy, is currently serving as acting CIA Director. Even if the nomination is forwarded, Haspel's fate before the full Senate remains unclear. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Polls have closed in Malaysia, where politicians on both sides issued complaints saying that dirty tricks may have been at play. Reuters' Ed Giles explains.
It's a cliffhanger vote pitting Prime Minister Najib Razak against a resurgent opposition under veteran Mahathir Mohamad. The government and opposition say their phones were being jammed with what they called spam calls. The sheer volume of calls made it hard for them to organise their campaigns on voting day. Officials say they may be anonymous bot attacks on targets across the political board. It's coming at the end of a race racked by claims of gerrymandering in favour of the ruling coalition and the introduction of the world's first fake news laws.
That's Reuters' Ed Giles. Vietnam has requested that China withdraw its military equipment from South China Sea outposts, saying its deployment seriously violates Hanoi's sovereignty, increases tension, and destabilizes the region. CNBC reported last week that China has installed anti-ship cruise missiles and surface-to-air missile systems on three outposts in the contested Spratly Islands, which are also claimed by Vietnam as well as others. Vietnam's foreign ministry said in a statement that Vietnam has sufficient legal basis and historical evidence to affirm its sovereignty over the Spratlys and Paracels in the South China Sea. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said on Wednesday an Israeli attack on Iranian military facilities south of Damascus killed at least 15 people, including 8 Iranians. Be sure to follow the Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.